installation or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solis Roofing Contractors Incorporated, licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida since 1994 in commercial and residential roofing services. Located in Port St. Lucie, Solis Roofing Contractors is available at 772-336-1633.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
We continue in our study on the series entitled Mega Grace. Tonight, I've entitled this portion of this series, A Man Under Grace. A Man Under Grace. Let me give you a few statements as you thumb through to that portion of scripture, 1 John chapter 4. As we read the scriptures, study our Bibles, it's important to know that Jesus himself is our example, not a doctrine or a denomination, but the person. He is our example of what to do, and he's also our example of what to be in every situation, in every area of our life. You know, there was a time, I don't know if they still do it, but very popular little band that a lot of people wore, What Would Jesus Do? Let me say it again. Jesus is our example. We have role models. We have mentors. We have fathers in the faith. But at the end of the day, our example is Christ. Okay? Two amazing and wonderful things that he performed or did when he was on earth. And number one was that He showed God to man, pointed man to God, in other words. He showed God. He showed his Father to man. Number two, he showed what a man, somebody say a man. Amen. He showed what a man full of the power of God could do. Now, it's important that we understand, as we put this in perspective, Jesus, the man, he was a man under grace. Now, how he could be fully God and fully man, I don't know. But this I do know, that he was fully man. There was no hocus pocus, no tricks up his sleeves. He didn't do stuff that you and I can't do. He was a man full of grace, all right? So he showed God to man, and he showed what a man full of the power of God could do, all right? Both of those things, presenting God to man and showing man what a man full of the power of God could do, both of those things were accomplished by the grace of God. Right? They were accomplished in his life by the grace of God. Remember, the word grace is the word ability. Always keep that in mind. We're talking about, in other words, I want to redefine grace for some, because sometimes our perception or our definition of grace is kind of twisted. But in essence, grace is God's ability. It's not your works. It's his grace. And grace is not, we'll look at this maybe tonight or another time, but grace is not what some think, which is mercy. No, God's mercy is different than his grace. See, some people need mercy. Have mercy. You think you need grace, you need mercy. Okay, so both of these things, he showed God to man, and he showed mankind what a man full of the power of God could do. Both of these things were accomplished by the ability or the grace of God that worked in him. I believe there's going to be an awakening in many hearts. You've kept a lot of who you are or who God is in you. You've kept it bottled up. I mean, it's time to uncap that. But we must gain the right perspectives. You see, if we really understand Jesus and how and what he did, more so how he did it, then it fills us with hope. Because everything that he did it as a man under grace. Okay, so when we think about his humanity, if you ever really see life, if you ever really meditate, think about, he was a man. I'm saying, separate his deity, he was a man. you know, God had to talk to him. You know, in one of the depictions of the movies of the series on Jesus, you know, the series that they do, he's sitting, I think it's a very good depiction of what I'm talking about here, because he's sitting at the Last Supper with the disciples. And, you know, they're sitting and he's saying something. Then suddenly you see his countenance changes and a revelation comes to him. And his countenance becomes very sad because the revelation has come to him that one that is sitting with him will betray him. You know, sometimes we picture Jesus just walking around knowing everything and, you know, just all everything all the time. No. He was a man. And when I say man, he was human like you and me. He had to be in a place at a certain time. He wasn't everywhere. Even though there was nothing that came in his presence that he wasn't aware or didn't know or could not discern. But you understand, he was a man. He had humanity. And the fact that he was a man should give us all hope. He didn't come down here and do what he did to redeem us as God. He did it as a man. You know, it gets real good when you understand he defeated the devil in every area as a man. When the devil even tempted him, tried to persuade him to do something, he wouldn't do it. He did everything as a man. He totally disarmed all the spirits and utterly defeated Satan as a man. Do you understand that the devil is defeated? We're not looking for him to be defeated one day. One day the devil. No, the devil been beat up. Jesus beat him down and utterly defeated him once forever. Your real warfare is waged in your mind. You see, the devil cannot go about as a roaring lion seeking whom he wants to devour. It says he goeth about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may. Is their mind all messed up? Okay, yeah, I can. I got me some lunch here. But when he comes and sees you, you are set on course. He can't devour you. Amen. He's defeated. Amen. And the fact that you know he's defeated keeps him defeated. You know, it's when trouble comes our way, it's your soul that responds. Your spirit don't get upset. Your spirit doesn't. He's not moved because he's set on course. He's set in eternity. There's eternity there. It's your emotions that get you messed up. And see, that's a part of the soul that has to prosper. It has to mature. You know, you got to stop. Like Paul said, when I was a child, I spake as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. Our emotions, you know, your response to things, your reaction under certain conditions has to mature. Because, see, when you get into trouble, guess what? God hadn't changed. Amen. God's still on the throne. He's still in control. He hadn't changed his purpose. Do you know God's purpose for man since the garden hadn't changed? He still says have dominion. But what changed? See, even in the Old Testament, you see where in the book of Malachi, God said, I am God and I change not. So you that think that tithing is just under the old covenant, God said, I don't change. Gotcha. Uh-huh. You have a lot of people that argue that, but we'll talk about that another time. We have to understand that Jesus was the man, okay? He was a man. Now, if we fail to see Jesus as a man full of the grace of God, we won't be able to see ourselves able to walk in victory. Yes, but when you can see someone has done this, that he already did it, and he did it, again, you're going to hear a lot of this tonight, as a man. It wouldn't have been fair for him to fight the devil with deity. It wouldn't have been a battle. All they'd do is speak a word, blow on him, bat an eye at him, he's gone. But he defeated him as a man, full of the grace. All right, my title is A Man Under Grace. Jesus lived his life here as a man under grace. Now, even during the early church in Paul's day, he mentioned that there was a spirit of Antichrist. If you notice something about the spirit of Antichrist, which is in our day as well, one thing it will always do, it will always attack and dispute Christ's humanity. You got a lot of folk talk about God and, you know, getting in touch with your inner God or inner self and, you know, God, all this God stuff. But they skirt around the fact that the Son of God was here as a man. They don't hear nothing about that. They don't talk about that. Because, see, that's an anti-Christ spirit. Okay? It's very important that we understand that Jesus lived as a man under grace. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 2, it says, "Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world." Many religions will say that, yeah, Christ was a man of history and he was a good man. But they dispute his deity. He was not the Son of God. Agnostics dispute his humanity, that he was ever a man. Okay, so thank God for the revelation that we have of the Christ, the Son of God. He said, there is no other way. I am the door. I am the way, the truth, and the life. That's what distinguishes him from religion. You know, people call it Christianity and that, but I call it kingdom. It's not religion. Religion is man's effort, man's works of righteousness, or his so-called works of righteousness. Salvation is the word sozo. That's God extending his grace to us. World of difference. All right? So we see here, Gnostics or Antichrist spirits deny that Jesus actually became a man as we are. They deny that. Be careful what you listen to, because a lot of stuff sounds good. And a lot of people that carry these Antichrist spirits in that, they're so peaceful and they're so calm. They're calmer than you. They seem to have more peace than you have. But ask them about Jesus. What about Jesus? All right, so this is a whole other spirit. Any teaching that denies the humanity of Christ is Antichrist, is under that influence. Let me give you something to back that up. Look at Acts chapter 10. Acts chapter 10 and verse 38. One of the writers is talking about Jesus, and he says in verse 38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 6 of Mega Grace, A Man Under Grace. Jesus is our example of a man under grace. The Word of God gives us illustrations of what to do as Christ did. Jesus displayed what a man full of God's power could do. He showed God to man. This was accomplished by the grace of God, and this gives you hope. Remain set on course, because the devil is already defeated. If you fail to see Christ as a man full of the grace of God, you will not be able to see yourself walking in victory. The spirit of the Antichrist will attack and dispute Christ's humanity. Be careful what you listen to. Believe God. We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.